This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remnants of Hurricane Florence dumping historic levels of rain on parts of the Carolinas. Rescue efforts continue in flood-swept North Carolina, where this man says they're told it's not even the worst yet.
Now they're talking about the rivers ain't crested yet, so when they crest, it's really going to get serious.
More than 900 people have been pulled out of harm's way, and more than 15,000 are still in emergency shelters. Florence has also killed at least 17 people. Authorities on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, say a shark killed a 26-year-old man over the weekend who was swimming off the beach at Wellfleet. The shark attacking him at about noon on Saturday. He died at a hospital a short time later. It's the first deadly shark attack on a Massachusetts beach in over 80 years. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
A woman accusing President Trump's Supreme Court pick of violent sexual misconduct details her allegations to the Washington Post. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Professor Christine Blasey Ford says the incident occurred when she and Brett Kavanaugh were in high school. She has passed a lie detector test given by a former FBI agent, and now Congress has taken an interest in her as well. Senator Lindsey Graham says he's interested in what Ford has to say. Also, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake wants to hear more, too.
He said it really needs to be taken seriously and that she must be heard. And so here you're seeing a Republican senator saying that you can't move forward on this thing until we hear more.
Senator Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, says he has no plans to delay Thursday's scheduled vote on Kavanaugh. But Grassley says he's setting up phone calls with Ford and Kavanaugh. I'm Wendy King.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Watergate journalist and author Bob Woodward took to the Sunday talk shows to promote his new book, Fear, about the Trump White House. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Woodward tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria's GPS show that he has recordings with nearly everyone he interviewed for his book.
With people who were participants. And the agreement with the sources was, I'm not going to name you, but I'm going to use this information if I can verify it. And so I was able to do that.
Woodward said that in his 2 years of investigating for his book, Fear, he found no evidence of collusion or espionage between Trump and Russia. Woodward said he looked for it hard and yet turned up nothing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
As millions of people remain without power from Florence in the Carolinas, a number of safety warnings have been issued. John Clemens reports.
At this stage, Florence is more about water than wind, as the storm's catastrophic flooding from the heavy rains remain one of the biggest threats. The slow pace of the storm through the region could mean another 1.5 feet by the end of the weekend. Carbon monoxide poisoning is one of the concerns, with safety experts warning to only use a portable generator outdoors in a dry area at least 20 feet away from the doors, windows, or air vents. When using a generator, use a battery-powered or battery backup CO detector inside. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Constitution Day, America. How are you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com as we continue to stay committed to being fresh and independent every day just for you. Megan Barf joins us now. Megan, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday. Happy Constitution Day. As Benjamin Franklin told that gal coming out of the meeting, hey, what do we have? Do we have a monarchy here, or do we have, some sort of republic? And he says, well, we have a republic if you can keep it, right?
Yes, if we can keep it. And the Democrats are trying really hard to destroy it.
Yeah, and I want to get into that a little bit more, but in terms of Constitution Day, one of the things I've always held to, at least several times a year, I think at key times, and especially even like today, this is a clarion call for all of America to get familiar with the Constitution. It's not something that you got to read 5,000 pages. It's going to take you the entire day or week to do. It'll, in a matter of minutes, it's a nice refresher to re-engage yourself with, with the U.S. Constitution. You know, today's people, I mean, it's amazing, you know, in this information age that we live in, we have so much information, but yet are so ignorant to the founding document, U.S. Constitution. I think it's abhorrent.
Well, it is. I mean, it used to be taught in school, and I believe it was called civics, and then
yes,
they changed it to something called social studies, mm-hmm. and that's when the social justice warriors basically overtook the history of our country, and then it became a progressive, breathing, and living document instead of a originalist, federalist mm-hmm. document to be interpreted as written.
Yes.
And so when you try to manipulate the Constitution according to a social justice lens, well, then you basically forsake all of the originality and originality and the purity mm-hmm. Of the document.
You're no longer anchored. You're not anchored in anything.
Right.
You're just floating around like an untethered balloon with a hole in it. I mean, a 2012 Xavier University study, Megan, demonstrated that 71% of Americans can't identify the Constitution as the supreme law of the land. Is it no wonder that America is so confused and upside down as it is today?
No, it's not any wonder why it's so, and that's by design. I mean, when you look at the Democrat playbook, they need the chaos in order to create fear. And why is fear such an important emotion that the Democrats evoke? Well, that is because fear is an easy emotion to control. And so when you change the Constitution according to whims and desires, Well, who's to say the right couldn't change the Constitution to whims and desires? Mm-hmm. This is why the Supreme Court is so incredibly important, and this is why you see the Democrats having an 11th hour political sabotage smear campaign going on against Judge Kavanaugh.
And I want to get into that a little bit more, but I want to finish up this deal here. This is an article that was written in the Wall Street Journal by Don Willett. He's a judge on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. So I want to clarify that so that people understand that not all judges are activist judges and are looking to abandon, our Constitution. Only 32%, according to an Annenberg Constitution Day Civic Survey, only 32%, Megan, can name all three branches of government. 33% can't name a single one. I mean, this is the crisis that we live in today. Madison, the father of the Constitution, warned this expressly. He says, a popular government without popular information is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, or perhaps both. Boy, that's pretty, I don't know about you, but that causes me to rattle my knees just a moment, because here we are in the midst of it all.
Well, and this probably explains why specifically millennials embrace socialism instead of capitalism, because they simply do not have any understanding of our history and how an industrious nation that we are, whereby we weren't built by government. We were actually built by the will and the hard work and the blood, sweat, and tears of our forefathers. Mm-hmm. And when you look at our founding fathers and what they drew from in order to create the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, they drew from a variety of sources and a variety of philosophers in order to create the most perfect union. And so when you look at the Democrats and how they attack the Constitution, it's simply because at the time our founding fathers, again, did not use a social justice lens in order to create a lawful society, because when you have a social justice lens, specifically when you apply it to law, well, then the law goes out the window, because
exactly.
Then you are taking in race and gender and et cetera, and sexuality, instead of just looking at it as people. You are dividing the law into all of these different victim silos, if you will.
Well, you start getting into a situation where the Ten Commandments become the 10 million commandments. There's just not enough laws that you can adjudicate to do this when you take it outside of the realm of where our founding fathers realized, as you said, they took the best of the best. They went all over the world and said, okay, what's working, what's not working? I mean, this wasn't something that they just sat there at a dartboard and started throwing darts and say, well, I think, hey, what do you think about this one? Or let's flip a coin on this one. Clearly what our founding fathers gave us was something, as Justice Louis Brandeis said, is not a spectator sport. The only title in our democracy, superior to that of president, is the title of citizen. Our Constitution is an exquisite charter of freedom, but freedom requires patriots, not passerbys. It demands fierce defenders, not feeble bystanders. This is what this comes down to. Our democracy is not for the faint of heart. You have got to stand up. You've got to be a patriot, but you got to know what it is you're standing for. I mean, when you have, like you say, what was it, 10% of the survey thought that Judge Judy was on the Supreme Court? I mean, it's like, come on, people. We got to get our act together here. It's no wonder that we're upside down, and as you mentioned, that it's given room for the Democrats. And the thing is, see, Republicans take this for granted. It's like as if, Republicans and conservatives just accommodate the ignorance and the passivity of its citizens. And enough is enough. I mean, we have given everybody, all in the name of political correctness, so much room to be a knucklehead that we now have more knuckleheads than reasonable people walking amongst us.
Well, yeah, and I don't disagree with that, especially when you see the antics of the left. And it's interesting that the left wants to amend, the First Amendment, or they want to amend the Second Amendment, or they want to amend the Fourth Amendment, or what have you. But God forbid you amend Roe v. Wade, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they can't have it both ways. They want to tinker with a bunch of stuff except their pet project.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this, of course, again, is the design of the left. Mm-hmm. As to take away many freedoms from others. I always say, well, when do my rights stop and your rights begin?
Only when they say so.
Right.
That's the way it goes. She's the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth is with us, and of course we've got lots to talk about. The one-time anonymous letter regarding Judge Kavanaugh, we now know who the purported victim is, and we're going to talk more about that, among other things that were discussed on the Sunday TV News show. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting where I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Correction Independent, just just the way you like us. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth continues with us. Megan, I made reference to the San Francisco Chronicle, Dianne Feinstein's hometown newspaper. In their editorial, they note the headline, a disturbing 11th hour allegation against Kavanaugh. They write, Senator Dianne Feinstein's treatment of a more than three-decade-old sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was unfair all around. It was unfair to Kavanaugh, unfair to his accuser, unfair to Feinstein's colleagues, Democrats and Republicans alike on the Senate Judiciary Committee. What say you?
Well, yeah, I agree with them. And, you know, I guess you could call it unfair. But, I mean, if you look at the history of the Democrats, this is no surprise. They've been doing these 11th-hour tactics, whether it's with a Republican nominee like Brett Kavanaugh or a Republican candidate like Donald Trump or, you know, the senator or the wannabe senator from Alabama.
Or the president's doctor, on and on. I mean, it's endless.
Or the president's doctor, on and on. Yeah, this is just one tool in their playbook of the politics of personal destruction. I mean, whether it's Clarence Thomas or Miguel Estrada or Robert Bjork or any of the men we had just mentioned, they always default. If it's not charges of racism, then it's charges of sexual assault. And it's very interesting in this quote-unquote new Me Too generation that the Me Too generation really seemingly is highly politicized because these 35-year-old allegations have been around since Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton was actually attorney general when many of these victims were coming forward. It wasn't like he was just a candidate for governor. No, he was actually the attorney general of Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But they don't go after Bill Clinton. They don't go after Keith Ellison. We've got two women on record that came forward with charges against the second most powerful man in the Democrat Party, Keith Ellison. And there weren't calls from Dianne Feinstein or other powerful Democrats for Keith to step down or to find new leadership. As a matter of fact, they completely ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they're going to hang their final hat on their last grasp and gasp for power. On a 35-year-old allegation from a woman who claims that she felt as though her life was threatened, but she can't remember the place, she can't remember the time, her husband won't go on record. The counselor's notes of this woman's alleged story are completely different than the woman's story itself.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's other women. Well, you've got the other supposed person that was in the room cannot verify this. Is that's not the way I remember it either. This didn't happen. You had 60 some women who have known Brett Kavanaugh since high school, totally refuting this. I, you know, to put it out like this, I mean, this is extremely dangerous and irresponsible on so many levels. You have somebody just throwing, you know, a Molotov cocktail in the middle of this, Megan, without any kind of vetting whatsoever, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, let's stop everything. And you're convinced that Thursday that this is going to be before the Senate. I am not there with you. I think this is going to hold things up because of the political environment that Grassley, as good a job as he has done, it still has to navigate around this in such a way because, you know, there needs to be some rules. I mean, again, I always say experience defines preference. And the way this has been handled, Cory Booker in his Spartacus moment and stuff like that, and you wait and you say, okay, is this guy going to be censured by the Senate for breaking the rules, even saying that he broke the rules, even though he was a knucklehead and he didn't break the rules, you know, this was already cleared. But yet he sits there with some sort of, you know, theatrics telling the chairman that, look it, I'm, you know, here's the big finger to you, and I just went ahead and did it, and I just want you to know I did it, and I'll take responsibility, and I'll accept, you know, the consequences. Well, you know, I think Cory Booker should get ready to receive the consequences, you know, for being a knucklehead and trying to do what he could to disrupt and, you know, to compromise the legitimacy of this hearing.
Well, if Cory Booker is censured, so should Kamala Harris.
Exactly.
And the rest of the Democrats who turned this nomination hearing into a political theater. And that's exactly what they did. And it wasn't just a spontaneous eruption. It was coordinated. It was planned. It was led by Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin, and other senators on a phone call the weekend before the circus started.
Exactly.
And if we think that it's bad now, just wait if the Democrats get control of the House, because the next 2 years will be nothing but a circus while they try to stop the agenda of Donald Trump, sabotage the administration of Donald Trump, and start impeachment proceedings in order to do what? Create chaos.
Yes, exactly.
It's always about chaos with the Democrats. It's never about progress. That's an absolute lie and a complete joke. Because if it was about progress, we would have seen the progress in the 8 years, or at least 4 years, when they had absolute control of all branches of government, and they chose just to create more chaos by trying to take over one-sixth of the economy, otherwise known as the failed legacy of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bottom line is...
They had a judge, and lucky for them, they had a judge on the Supreme Court that said, oh, it's a tax.
Yes, exactly.
Even though the Democrats were arguing it wasn't a tax.
Yeah, Justice Roberts.
The chaos we can expect should they ever get another majority, and that's why this midterm is so important.
Well, and this is why the bottom line, you know, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, the Democrats delivered Donald Trump to the people. And that's it. And now here it is, you know, being led by Maxine Waters saying very dangerous things, which is all typical of the left and how unhinged they've become. They're extremely dangerous right now. You know, and they might as well be yelling fire in a crowded theater. You know, Maxine saying she would take him out. You know, that, you know, you got Robert Duvall. I'm going to punch him in the face. Madonna, I dream often of blowing up the White House. And then there was a Broadway former starlet saying, where's John Wilkes Booth when we need him? Megan, this is unhinged. This is dangerous. You know, and the way this is all being orchestrated by the one and only Democratic Party and the left, if they're not called out for this, ladies and gentlemen, and as we're talking about on Constitution Day and what John Brandeis said, this is a government of, for, by we the people. This is not a spectator sport. We have got to stand up and say enough. And if you don't get out there and you're not registered to vote and you don't vote and you don't let the Nancy Pelosi's and the Dianne Feinstein's and the Cory Booker Spartacus people know that this is a government up for by we the people, then you deserve the very government that the Democrats are going to, you know, they're ready to put in a ribbon and hand it to you one more time because you thought 8 years under Barack Obama was some sort of delusion.
Well, exactly, and that's why I was saying that this midterm is probably just as important as the general election in 2016, because the will of the American people was designed, by the Democrats, the will of the American people was nearly thwarted when they weaponized the agencies of the federal government in order to create a counterintelligence spy operation on a political campaign. And then when Donald Trump was elected president, much to their dismay and surprise, they went into overdrive in order to try to undermine and sabotage the will of the American people against a duly elected president. The Democrats don't care about the people. The only thing the Democrats care about is power.
Yep.
And we can witness this from the 11th hour antics as they are losing the Supreme Court. And should they lose the Supreme Court, which they already have with Gorsuch, but this will give us two, and then, of course, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who can hardly talk anymore at the age of close to 90, we'll probably get three, and the list goes on and on. And so we will save a generation of youngsters, of our future generation, from turning the Supreme Court into the Ninth Circus, which is what the circus is when it comes to Democrats, specifically for the Kavanaugh hearings.
Well, there it is for you. She is the spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com and founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Bill.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Lou Zambrini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
for preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
I think you can run a 4-7 mile again.
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remnants of Hurricane Florence dumping historic levels of rain on parts of the Carolinas. Rescue efforts continue in flood-swept North Carolina, where this man says they're told it's not even the worst yet.
Now they're talking about the rivers ain't crested yet, so when they crest, it's really going to get serious.
More than 900 people have been pulled out of harm's way, and more than 15,000 are still in emergency shelters. Florence has also killed at least 17 people. Authorities on Cape Cod, Massachusetts say a shark killed a 26-year-old man over the weekend who was swimming off the beach at Wellfleet. The shark attacking him at about noon on Saturday. He died at a hospital a short time later. It's the first deadly shark attack on a Massachusetts beach in over 80 years. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and no lie. I believe you are the way, the truth.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Buzler joins us now, a public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. He's also a featured columnist at Newsmax, LifeZet, and townhall.com. Dr. Buzler, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. It's always my pleasure to be here.
Michael, let's talk about Barack Obama heading back to the camp. He loves the campaign. There's just something about it. I mean, it goes along with his personality. He likes the attention, although he didn't get too much attention a couple of weeks ago in Orange County. I just left California. If I'd have known he was going to be at Anaheim Stadium, maybe I'd have gone by to see, but I'd only been one of about 750 people. So didn't pass the so what test in California, of all places.
Yeah, that's true. He has been drawing fairly small crowds, and a lot of what he's saying simply, I don't know if he's looking at things through funny kind of glasses or he simply wants to rewrite history. He's trying now to take credit for the economy that is doing exceptionally well, when the reality is it is doing so well because economic growth is high. And economic growth is high mostly because President Trump reversed all of the policies that President Obama implemented that really stifled economic growth.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I think quite... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, President Obama's priority when he got into office was not economic growth. It should have been. His priorities were to cure perceived social injustices.
Exactly.
For instance, it's an injustice everybody doesn't have health care. It's an injustice that CEOs make so much more than the average person. It's an injustice that big business and banks take advantage of consumers. So everything President Obama did to cure those perceived social injustices slowed economic growth. He passed the Affordable Care Act, which ended up benefiting about 6% of the population, roughly 20 million people. The problem is it had 21 new or increased taxes in it, which decreased the income to spendable income to the middle class, tended to slow economic growth. It said to business, you have to give health insurance coverage to all your employees or pay a $3,000 fine. That added to the cost of labor, tended to slow economic growth. He convinced Congress to pass the Dodd-Frank bill because he felt that banks and mortgage companies were taking advantage of consumers by giving loans that consumers shouldn't have gotten. He referred to that as predatory lending. The Dodd-Frank bill eliminated predatory lending, but it also eliminated a whole lot of other lending.
Yes.
And when there's no bank lending, monetary policy does not have a multiplying effect and doesn't work. That tended to slow economic growth. One last point, the Bush tax cuts passed in 2001, expired in 2011. Obama made them permanent for everybody except the highest income earners. Their taxes went up by 10%. That meant they had less capital to invest in the economy. We have a capital-intensive economy with less capital going in. That tended to slow growth. He then put thousands of new regulations in designed to protect consumers. That added to the cost of business, tended to slow economic growth. But what did President Trump do? He got into office in January of 2017. He spent February and March reversing as many of these regulations as he could through executive order. By April, the economy started growing at a 3% rate. He convinced Congress to pass a tax cut in November. That went into effect in January. By April of this year, the economy was growing at a 4% rate. It's interesting to note that President Obama was the only president in U.S. history to serve a term in office without having at least 1 year with at least 3% economic growth. He averaged slightly over 2. So all of the high growth and all of the prosperity is due to President Trump reversing what President Obama did, and there's no way that Obama can possibly take credit for this good economy.
Unless he tries to rewrite history, as you say. Michael, to me, this is one of those situations. Let's give President Obama, you know, the benefit of the doubt, I guess, in a way,
yeah,
to say, all right, the social injustice and everything, right observation, wrong conclusion. What should the voter, I mean, let's wise up the voter, and including the millennials, what should they learn? What is the clear-cut lesson here in contrast of these two presidents that we should learn so going forward we don't apprehend or buy into something that on the surface sounds good, like social injustice, and you say, gosh, I want to be able to do something about it. I have a heart towards this. What can we do, as opposed to the engineering that the Democrats and Barack Obama tried to impose on the people and screw everything up?
The first thing is that regardless of how we view some of these social injustices, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, they can be dealt with most effectively when the economy is strong, when unemployment is low, when people are working, when incomes are high, when tax revenues are increasing. Once we have a strong economy, we can deal with those issues. Secondly, and this has been going on since the beginning of the country, even with Thomas Jefferson arguing with John Adams, very similar to what's being argued today, and that is what exactly should the role of government be? And we can continue to debate that. How much responsibility does the government have to individual citizens versus how much responsibility the individuals citizens have towards themselves. Mm-hmm. This country was founded on the principles of freedom and individual responsibility. There is some social responsibility, but primarily individual responsibility. And by letting people experience that freedom, having government get out of the way, we went from a new nation to the most prosperous and powerful country in the world in about 150 years, beating countries that were hundreds, sometimes thousands of years old. It is extremely important that we keep freedom in our system so that people are free to pursue the interests that they feel are best. And we recognize that there are some people, for whatever reason, are at a disadvantage and need some help, but the help is not meant to be permanent. In most cases, the help is meant to just get people through a tough time. And most importantly, the government should provide opportunity for everyone to be able to take care of themselves. And that's what President Trump is trying to do. Grow the economy so that there's now opportunity for everyone. For the last 10 years, my students have been graduating and they've been lucky to find one good job offer because the economy has been so stagnant. Again, we haven't had 3% annual growth since 2005. So as a result of that, my students look for jobs. They have trouble finding them. Many of them take jobs for which they're overqualified. You don't need the college degree because that's all that was available. Because they're doing that, people without college degrees don't have any opportunity. They drop out of the labor market and become discouraged workers. So if we grow the economy and get opportunity for everyone, that's how we're going to be better off in the long run.
Well, Michael, today, September the 17th, is Constitution Day. And what you're touching on are constitutional principles. And what's absolutely key that everybody needs to really apprehend and not let go of is that it is about we the people. There is a call for individual responsibility. It's more than a call. It's a commandment, if you want to put it in those harsher terms. There's just no getting away from that. If you get away from that and you want to blame other people and look to the government to support your needs, then we no longer have a democratic republic, do we?
That's exactly right. We need to reinforce the principles that the founding fathers of this country put into place and put into the Constitution. We're going to give as much freedom. We're not going to overtax. We're not going to have a huge role for government. And for people that really need help, Americans are very compassionate
people.
Exactly.
We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Dr. Michael Busler, stay with us.
Scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH. Or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
It's Bill Martinez live.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Bill Martinez live.
We're here right at the intersection of faith and politics. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our guest, a public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey, featured columnist at Newsmax, LifeSat, townhall.com. Dr. Michael Busler is with us. Michael, before the break, you were talking about the generosity of the American people. We've been renowned for that. Of course, you know, again, we have Hurricane Florence. People are, on all levels, the head of FEMA talked about it this weekend, that there were four legs to the stool in dealing with any of these natural disasters. And one of the keys to that is neighbor helping neighbor. It is the generosity of the American people, again, comes out time and again. Any kind of disaster, anywhere in the world, American people are right at the front of the line, donating, offering their services. It is absolutely stellar. And we have been that way. But unfortunately, along the way, in the name of, you know, these things like what Barack Obama brought to the country in terms of, I think, right observation, wrong conclusion, that there are social injustice, things that need to be attended to. I mean, Franklin Delano Roosevelt thought the same thing, and he gave us the welfare system that we have today that, just so impacts. And after all the money that we have contributed in the name of welfare, are we better off today than we were back then?
The answer is no, especially when President Lyndon Johnson declared his war on poverty some 50 years ago.
Right.
And there's been trillions of dollars spent on this, and the poverty rate is no better than it was back then.
It's actually just a little bit worse, and it's $22 yeah. trillion, dollars, which was a double down of what FDR gave us, right?
Yeah,
in
exactly.
A sense.
And it isn't working. You know, you brought up a good point in the beginning. Americans are extremely compassionate. If somebody is hurting, Americans will be there to help. The problem is when people are not hurting, they still want somebody to help them. figuring it's unfair that somebody has more than they do. You know, I have a very interesting example. I talk to my students. I teach at a university. It was originally a liberal arts college, so it still has a very liberal arts slant to it. When I talk to my students, I remember in 2016, 90% of the class was supported Bernie Sanders because they felt that, look, so many have, Americans have so much and other people have so little, and that's not fair. You ought to take it away from the people that earned it and give it to the people who, for whatever reason, haven't earned it, and they think that's fair. So there's a simple example I use that makes them scratch their head a little bit. In my class, you need at least a 70% average to get credit for the class. So I take five students. They, their scores come in. One student who wants to go to graduate school, wants to get good grades, has a 95 average. The other four have only a 65. So I said, well, suppose I took 20 points away from the person that had 95, so they'd end up with 75. I take the 20 points. I give five each to the other four students, so they now all have 70. All five of them end up passing. And the argument is, well, look, the person that got 95, he only needs a 70, so he still ends up with a 75. How would you react to that? And, of course, they're all up in arms about it. That's not fair. Why should you take it away from somebody who worked so hard and studied so hard and came to class and did all the homework assignments and put a lot of effort into the class and ended up with a 95? It's not fair to take it away from them. And I say, well, that's exactly the point. You're in the economy, there are people that work hard. Either they learn a skill, they get an education, they figure out how to contribute to the economy, and they do well. You can't penalize people for doing well just because somebody else has not done quite as well. This whole idea about income inequality being a bad thing is simply not right in our system. Now, if you go to communism, everybody's going to be equal. You can have complete equality there in theory. In our system, a person is paid according to their contribution. So the more you contribute to the system, to the economy, the more you're going to get out of it. And you can't penalize somebody for wanting to contribute more. In the test exam example, the students say to me, well, look, if somebody earned a 95 and you took 20 points away, they're not going to study anymore. They'll just do enough to get by.
Exactly.
And I said, that's exactly what happens in the real world. You start taking income away from people that have earned it. Pretty soon they're saying, well, why am I doing all this extra work to earn it? You're only going to take the income away from me.
Yeah. And meanwhile, any kind of robust innovation, development in that would be squashed, which is what we saw in the last 8 years with Barack Obama. This is why Main Street America rose up like a throng, surprised all the geniuses of our country in the mainstream media by electing Donald Trump because they didn't want to do this. The other thing is, to me, that is also a fallacy here, Michael, is that people think even under communism that everything's all evened out. Well, there's a ruling order. I mean, in a sense, you still, what you've done is you've gone from a in socialism the same thing, or communism, any of the isms. Somebody's going to rule, and the ruling individuals, the ruling class, the elites of that form of government are way up there, and then you got the minions. Yes, you're all in prison together, thank you very much, you know, and it's all equal, and your supposed social justice is all solved until the elites decide, Michael, you've spent enough time on earth anymore, and I know all you need is a shot here to prolong your life, and we'd rather not spend the money on you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
No, that's exactly right. And it's important going into the future that we keep as much freedom into the system, as much allowing people to keep the rewards of their labor as possible. That allows people to move forward. It gives people an incentive to move forward. And as everybody moves forward, the whole economy moves forward. As John Kennedy said, a rising tide will lift all boats.
Exactly.
So once we get the economy moving, and now we're doing it. I mean, we're growing since April at a 4% rate. The third quarter of this year, we'll announce the number at the end of October, just 10 days before the election. I think the economy is growing at about a 4.5% rate, I wouldn't be surprised to see a quarter or two next year of the economy growing over a 5% rate. Remember, Trump modeled his tax cut after what Reagan did in 81, went into effect in 82, and what Kennedy Johnson did in 63, 64. Reagan's tax cut went into effect in 1982. In 1984, the economy grew at a 7.5% annual rate. So by reducing regulations, by encouraging Americans to take chances and to go for it, and by keeping taxes low so that the people that are successful will be able to keep the rewards of what they did, the economy will end up growing. And once you have a strong economy, now you're in a better position to tackle some of these social issues, number one. And with a stronger economy, you're going to have fewer social issues that you have to attack anyway, because people will have more opportunity to take care of themselves. That builds self-esteem. The way it's been done now, particularly in a lot of these inner cities, you trap people under welfare sometimes for generations.
Exactly.
And they get stuck there, and they really don't want to be there.
There's no incentive for them to get out. There's no incentive for them to get out. In much the same way, see, part of the problem that we have right now, Michael, is we got these young millennials, you know, and you're exactly right. The issue is freedom. We need to look at everything as to what liberates us, what allows us to let freedom ring. And I will say this, I agree with the millennials, and I think it's absolutely disgusting what has been thrust upon them by way of tuition and what they're paying in this indebtedness that they have, what, $1.5 trillion in tuition debt right now? I mean, these kids are owing their souls to the company store. You're old enough as I am to understand that old Tennessee Ernie Ford song about owning their souls to the company store, because that's the way it used to work on the plantations. And in a way, the government has set up a modern day plantation for these millennials. And I don't fault them for thinking it's been they're exactly right. And that needs to be resolved. They cannot be shackled coming out of college with this kind of indebtedness. They will own their soul to the to the government and to the and to that cause, and that is not good. That limits freedom and it compromises them. And so what do they think? They think socialism is the answer, because you got Bernie Sanders saying, hey, I'm going to take that $1.5 trillion, I'm going to write it off, and you guys are free. Well, why would they not go for that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And college tuition has gone up astronomically. There's a number of reasons for it, and we should take a look at it. One of the reasons, and this is a difficult one to solve.
Michael, let me interrupt you here for just a second, because we've only got about a minute left, and this means that you and I need to come back, and we always have reason for you and I to talk. So touch on it as best you can for right now, but this is probably a major topic for another day between you and I. But go ahead.
Yeah, let me just say that the government, with good intentions, wanted to make sure everybody could afford college, so they make loans available to everybody. As a result, students take a look at the price. They don't really care. The government ends up paying for it, they think, and then they end up getting stuck with the average student now graduates with over $30,000 worth of debt. And you're absolutely right. We need to do something about that. And we can talk about it at length, perhaps the next time.
Michael, we know credit card companies, they if they get you for $2,000 to $3,000 in debt, they own you for at least 10-12 years, right? You know, you just make those minimum payments. So you imagine $30,000 at least on average. No wonder these kids are upset, and they deserve to be. We have failed them in that regard. We'll talk more about it the next time you come back. Dr. Michael Buzler, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gussy jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period.